Morning, everyone. I did not have a good weekend. I didn't. Saturday, I don't know what hit me. A tiredness hit me. And I had my little boy, so I feel bad. I probably was not entertaining at all for him. I had 6 clients yesterday. That's a lot, for sure. My brain was definitely stretched to its maximum. So by the time I got my kids home, I had a horrible migraine. But the migraine did not come from working. It came from crying, and because I got in a huge fight with Tyler. I'm pissed and I'm hurt. So you heard my podcast about his apartment, and I'm disappointed in everything that he has said that he has become, that he lied. He definitely has not. A part of me doesn't think that he ever wanted to change. I mean, that's the thing. No one changes unless they want to, and I don't think he wanted to. He did what he had to do to keep people happy, because that's what he is. He's a people pleaser. So he doesn't actually care if he actually keeps his promises, if his sorries are just empty sorries, or if he breaks promises. So we got in a fight. Because I've been very clear with him. Like, if you don't want to change your bad behaviors, I don't want to be a part of your life. I won't be a part of your life. A couple of his bad behaviors that ended our engagement was his lying, his ghosting and not communicating, and him being the worst father that ever lived. I mean, I guess fathers that killed their sons are probably worse, but Tyler's just as bad. I'm just extremely pissed still about all of this. So the thing of it is that I have done this friendship thing with Tyler for so long. Like, and I would do this with any friend. I will tell any friend what I truly think. I'm not gonna be shady. I'm not gonna hide. I'm not gonna say what I think that they want to hear, so that I don't hurt their feelings. If they ask me their opinion, I'm gonna give it to them. Tyler is one of the person that I'm going to give my opinion to. So we got in a fight, and Saturday night. Well, Saturday morning, I invited him to go to the farmer's market with me and my daughter, because he says no one ever invites him to any place. So I try, because I'm supposedly his best friend. I'm nothing to him. I'm fucking nothing to him. So after we're done with that, he says, well, I'm going to go and clean my house, because I actually finally bought cleaning supplies to clean my house. Good job. Like, you finally grew up a little bit, but you only did that because I told you to go buy it. So, I text him later that afternoon, because he says, hey, why don't we go take the boys to to Coin Crazy and go bowling. And I was like, oh, so you've been talking to your son? And he's like, yeah, I have. I call bullshit, you lying piece of shit. We start talking, and it turns out, like, he just keeps saying he's sorry, and that he wants to be a better person and things like that. And so I got to the point where I'm like, Tyler, you know what? You just need to go with your son. Go with your son and go do something with your son. Because here's the thing. If you're not going to change your bad behaviors that you told me that you went to therapy about, that you went to healing about, that you wanted to change about, then, like, if you're not gonna actually do that, which he hasn't, he doesn't change a goddamn thing unless you, one, tell him to, or two, it makes him look like a better person. And this would have, breaking his lying habits would have made him a better person. Breaking the, being a shitty father would have been a better person. So he did it for a couple months. Good job, Tyler. Like, you only did it because people were watching you. But when it came down for you to choose to actually do it on your own, you failed. You gave up, you failed, you didn't give a shit. And so I'm the bad guy. I'm the bad guy because I'm the one that brings it up. I don't care anymore. I literally don't care. Because after telling him, I'm not going to be a part of his life if he chooses to not actually change. Like, you've already lied and broke your promise and broke your sorries that you were going to change and that you were changing. And you didn't. And I don't care if you're still doing it. You literally showed everyone within the last month that, one, you couldn't even take care of yourself. And two, you wouldn't go out of your way on your own to go see your son. Like, you've already proved that. So how are you working on anything? You're not. You gave up just like that. And who do you think you are that you're going to get a wife or even keep friends around you? This is why your family doesn't want to be around you, by the way. This is why your friends don't want to be around you. Because this is the shady guy that they finally see. And I have seen this guy, but I literally was trying to be a good friend and help you. But it's not my job. I'm not your mom. I'm so sick and tired of having to be your mom. I want a partner. I want even a friend. Like, my friends would never treat me like I need to be their mom in order to be in their life. And so I put my foot down. And I said, I'm not going to be in your life if you literally cannot better yourself without my help. Like, it's time to grow up. We're all grown-ups. We all had to do it. You don't need help. Well, the next message was, well, if you're not going to talk to me, then I'm just done. I'm going to go kill myself. Do you know how many times this fucker has threatened suicide on, like, to me? To get, you manipulative piece of shit. If you want to actually say that you're going to commit suicide to get someone's attention, you don't deserve any kind of attention. And you won't get it from me. We already did this. We've already done this stupid piece of shit manipulating dance before. And what happened? I walked away. And guess what? I have been extremely adamant about that. I will walk away every single time. So, I did. I definitely 100% like shut my phone off and walked away. I blocked him because if I didn't, I would have screamed at him. And so, after he threatened to commit suicide, that was done. That ended. That ended my conversation with him 100%. So, I slept on it, and I had clients. I had clients early in the morning. I had four back-to-back from 8 a.m. till noon. Well, in between my clients, I get a call from my cousin that talks to Tyler and says, I just want to heads up you that he took you off the insurance. And I was like, low blow. Low blow, Tyler. You piece of shit. Like, now you're messing with stuff that's not even fucking funny anymore. That's not fucking okay. Like, you talk to me before you do fucking shit like that. I pay my half every month. And you made the decision to fuck me over, okay? You want to play this evil game? Let's play this evil game. So I get done with my clients. And I listened to the six block messages, six, that he left. One says, so, we need to fix this. If we don't fix this and we're not going to be friends, I'm going to wait till the end of the day and then I'm going to take you off the insurance. Okay. So I listened to a couple more messages. The middle message says, I took you off the insurance. It was an hour later, not the end of the day. I don't know if you get that, you stupid piece of fucking shit. I'm sorry, I'm just really, really hurt by all this. And then the last message that he had the audacity to leave said, "Oh, I'm going up to Oktoberfest. If you're not too busy, why don't you come up and hang out with me?" Who the hell do you think you are that I'm going to come up after everything you've done to me? Come be your friend in any way, shape, or form. You taking me off your insurance sealed the deal. We're not friends. We're done. So I called him. I called him and I said, "What the fuck is wrong with you?" And he says, "Nothing." And he acted all crybaby and all sad. The fuck, you're sad. Evil people don't get sad. "I knew you weren't going to commit suicide, you fake piece of shit using motherfucker." So I say, "Okay, this is it. We're done. We're not fixing this. There's nothing to fix. You destroyed every little bit of our friendship by what you've done today. Do not call me again and stay away from my family." And hit the words out of his mouth was, "No, I'm not staying with away from your family. They're my family now." "You want a war? I'll give you a fucking war. How dare you think that my family will ever stand by your side after what you've done to me? I have stood by you when you're lying, manipulating, using piece of shit, and they stood by me. That's what you don't get. You don't understand that they're not gonna choose you over me. They're my family. When people get divorced or break up, you don't get the family that goes along with it. My mom is my mom, not yours. My brother is my brother, not your friend or brother. He will never call you. He will never call you to hang out. Just like all your other friends and all your family won't call you to hang out because of this kind of guy that you actually are. You say that you're stubborn and you need to be soft-spoken, and sometimes your stubbornness takes over. You destroy people. And they don't stand for it. And people can see it. You think you can hide it by pretending to be a good guy now and then. You only be a good guy when someone helps you to be a good guy. You taking soup to my mom was my idea. You never would have fucking thought about it because you have no brain to think. You don't ever think. You're a follower and that's all you're ever good for. And the thing is that you want a mommy to follow and I'm not gonna fucking be that for you anymore. How dare you think that you can sit, tell me that my family is yours now? I will wreck you because I am not going to let you hurt them the way you have hurt me. So that's what's going to happen. Our friendship's done. Our friendship is so done. I will never forgive him for everything that his stubbornness has done. I had faith in him. I was a good friend to him when no one else was. And he wrecked me. And he went behind my back. And I never fucking deserved any of it from him. Not one bit. So, Tyler, I hope you go to hell. You don't deserve friends. You don't deserve... You will not have me or my family in your life anymore. And I am not going to think about you one more time ever again. And you did this. And there's no empty sorry that you can possibly do to ever get me to forgive you. And don't you dare go around telling everyone you're going to kill yourself because of what I've done to you. You did this to yourself. Take accountability for 5 seconds. Go to the dentist. Fix your goddamn teeth. Take better care of yourself. Take better care of your son. Stop sitting at your house on your fucking phone, on your fucking Netflix. Grow up and be an adult. I'm so sick and tired of being your mom. And now I'm sick of being your friend. Because friends don't do this to other people. They don't. So I'm going to go to work. And I'm going to finish this week. And then I'm going to move on from all of this. I am struggling. I definitely didn't get any sleep last night. And I'm struggling. I don't have any work in the future coming, just my lash clients, so that's scaring me. Two of my friends live right next door to each other. They don't even text me or call me or check in anymore. So all I have is my family. And I get my friends know that I'm busy during film season, but I have tried to reach out to them and tell them I miss them and keep them in my thoughts and how bad I want to hang out with them, and not one fucking one texts me back or calls me back. And so that's fine. It's time to move on from everything, I guess. And it is what it is, and I hope that everyone learns from my lessons. If you have a shitty best friend or a shitty friend or a shitty toxic boyfriend or a shitty relationship, and that person just keeps being toxic to you, walk away. Walk away from, because I definitely didn't deserve this from Tyler in any way, shape, or form. And I'm gonna protect my family from the lying, manipulating piece of shit that he is become. Because without a mommy in his life, he can't be a good person. And that's why he has no family. That's why he has no friends. And he's not gonna take over mine. No good person has to do that. So it just tells you what kind of shitty person he really is. So Tyler can go to hell. And I'm gonna move on. So sorry that I cried. I said that I was hopefully not gonna make any more of these dramatic crying podcasts, but this isn't just something stupid. Like, I'm really hurt. Really sad and hurt that this is the piece of shit he's decided to be. And I'm sure he'll tell everyone that I'm the monster, but I don't care. Everyone that knows me knows I would never, like, I have been such a good friend to him. And just because I told him he's a shitty dad, which he is, there's no excuse if your son lives in the same city to go a month without seeing him. After a year of me drilling it into his brain and doing some healings with our healer about being a better father to his son, that he literally just didn't give shit. Like, there's nothing else. Because he had extra time. He spent it at my house. He should have been with his son. And I believed him. I believed him so much. I believed every single one of his lies. I believed all of his sorries. I believed all of his promises. Again and again. And now I'm done. There will be no fixing this ever again. It's time. Like, I walk away. I can't. I can't be around people like this. I walked away from Christian. And now I'm walking away from Tyler. And it's time for me to protect my family and get some new, better people in my life. I hope you guys have a better day than I do. Thanks for listening, guys. Bye.